Well, Councillor Hogan, thanks for joining us.
Well, it's good to be here.
So how would you characterize your 8 years on the council?
Well, they've been interesting. You know, when I first got on the council, you know, I had a lot of years in city government, and I had the advantage of working for the City Parks Department for many years and working with City Hall. And I worked 3 years in the city school district. It gave me a pretty good background. And I went in and I learned that even though I had a sense of background, I had some other things to learn. And I don't know if you remember, Scott, but when we came on, myself and Councilor Ryan McMahon was elected with me. He represented an adjoining district. Now, of course, he's chair of the county legislature. But that was during the Destiny dispute. I had an interesting perspective in as much as that much of my career had been spent in the city parks department, and that's over in the lakefront area. And I had been surrounded by what was Oil City. I had seen, you know, the transformation that the Carousel Mall had been a positive, very positive for that whole neighborhood. So the Destiny dispute was, you know, regarded the, you know, of course, the addition to the Carousel, which became Destiny. And when I got on the council, there that sort of dominated the headlines. The deal that was made that the council voted on, that ended up voting down, I voted in favor of the deal. And then Mayor Driscoll decided to go ahead with it. I think in the end, looking at that area that I still represent, it's been a tremendous economic boon for the whole city and for the adjoining area around it. You know, there's been a lot of investment connected to what was done with Destiny, but are all independent business folks.
What mark do you think you've left during your time on the council?
I think I've been an outspoken, at times, advocate for quality of life issues in the city neighborhoods. You know, we've talked much about, you know, with the fiscal crisis that the city's facing. The ability of a city to make neighborhoods affordable and safe are, I think, the most important part. Making those neighborhoods strong and continually provide services. Yeah, certainly, the fiscal crisis, the city garners headlines, but people fled Detroit and some of these other cities when the city turned its back on services because of fiscal reasons and for management reasons. We have to keep our neighborhoods strong. And part of that is, of course, to focus on quality of life issues and the city school district.
Mayor Minor was on the council during your first 4 years and has been mayor the latter four. How does Minor, the mayor, differ from the Stephanie Minor you knew as councilor?
Well, I think there is a, you know, there's been a change, to say the least. But I think the mayor realized being a legislator and running a government is a whole different thing. And since she didn't really have a background in government before she became a city councilor. You know, she had been a lawyer. She realized that is, you know, a whole different sphere. And I think the learning curve has been steep for her. And, you know, she's an intelligent person, and she's had to grapple with that. But oftentimes delivering services, managing a large operation like the city is a whole different thing than, you know, sort of sitting back and being a legislator and being able to take shots when you feel like it, you know, or be a critic when you feel like it, and other times being a supporter. Because at the end of the day, you know, as Harry Truman said, the buck stops with you.
You were apparently disappointed enough in the mayor to challenge her for that post. What did you learn in the process, and do you have any regrets?
I have no regrets at all. You know, I've been pretty frank in my tenure as a city council. I think that we still have some of the issues that need to be addressed, and particularly the public safety issue and the issue with the city schools and the quality of life issues. They're still out there. I don't see this administration aggressively focusing on those issues. Sometimes the last people that are listened to are the people who just keep their houses up, you know, send their kids off to school and go to work every day. They don't have any special interest groups advocating for them. They are the people that that are the backbone of the city. And I've tried to listen to what they have to say. And what they have said to me is that they're worried about their neighborhoods. And they're worried about the direction of the city.
Where do you see things going next year as two new councilors join the council?
The counselor who is replacing me is, you know, his family's been involved in my in the neighborhoods of the West End and the North Side for many years. And, you know, Chad Ryan, he's a fine young guy. He's steeped in government. He knows a lot about it, and I believe he'll be, you know, independent. You know, I worked with Counselor Hunter, you know, when she was on the council. The main problem is that, you know, I'm a Democrat, and the Democratic Party politically controls the city. And I worry mostly about the loyalty that people feel towards not only the political party, but to the head of the political party, which, you know, it basically is the mayor. That should be separate from representing your constituents and fighting for what's right. When I approached the votes, and many I've voted on a lot of hot-button issues as a city councilor, I never voted as a Democrat. I voted as a city councilor who was representing my council district. I always thought about the average person in my city council district and how they felt about an issue. Party leaders, party bosses, mayors, that didn't matter. And I think because of the pressure, some of my colleagues sometimes make decisions. They have these other influential things, special interest, party issues, things like that interfere with how they should vote.
With your time on the council expired and your run for mayor exhausted, what does your future hold in local politics or elsewhere?
I'm still going to be active. There are people that have reached out to me, people who supported my campaign, urging me to stay active, and I will stay active, and I'm not ruling out any kind of you know, action on the political, any kind of political front. You know, this has been my community from all my life, my family's community. I love Syracuse, and I'm going to be still out there fighting for what I believe is right for the neighborhoods of the city.
Councilor Pat Hogan, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Scott.